Hey, what's up, podcast listeners of this week in the Rio Grande Valley and Alexa users? If you're tuning in on Alexa, thank you so much for tuning in to this week in the Rio Grande Valley. I am your host, Eddie Picasso, and this is a super exciting, super special episode just because, man, I'm super grateful that this next guest was able to take some time out of his busy day to actually talk to us and tell us a little bit about his family business. His family business, the local economy, and our local community here in Weslaco, which is super awesome. He's seen Weslaco grow to the city it is today. So his roots, his family roots, are deeply planted in the city. So I'm super grateful that he was able to actually take some time. So this is a shout out to Mr. Johnny Cisneros from Cisneros Fine Jewelry. So I've been in Weslaco for about 10 years now, and I've been going to Cisneros Fine Jewelry for the better part of those 10 years. One of the things that actually caught my attention was that one of the first times that I actually went there, we had just come back from Disney World, and we were celebrating something, my wife and I can't remember if it was an anniversary, a holiday, it was something, but I had to find her a gift, and I wanted to make it something memorable for Disney World. And at that time, Pandora was a big thing. It had just made it mainstream and all that good stuff, so a lot of people were wearing it. And so I wanted to find some Disney pendants for her Pandora bracelet, and I remember looking for them at Disney World, and they didn't have any. I remember looking for them at the mall, several different places, and nobody had them except for Cisneros Fine Jewelry, and I've been going ever since. So I take my watches there to get my watches repaired or my batteries replaced, and this last time I was there. So a little bit of context to this content. For a long time, I didn't wear my watches, my OK watches, just because the environment that I was in wasn't the best one. If I was to break it, scratch it, or something like that, it would hurt. So I used to just take whatever regular watch to work, something that wouldn't hurt when it broke, when it scratched, or anything like that. So now that I'm back home, and I started going one by one of trying my watches. And one by one, I was starting finding out that the batteries weren't working anymore. So that goes to show how long it had been since I've worn those watches, and how long I was away from the house. And so I took them, of course, to Cisneros Fine Jewelry. And I had my Jinx Realty shirt on. And Johnny was there, and he asked me if I was with my sponsoring broker, which is Lee Jinx. And we started talking. And it took me a minute to buckle down and get brave enough to ask him if he would actually sit down with me, ask him a couple of questions for this podcast. And luckily he agreed, so I'm super grateful for that. So one of the reasons I wanted to bring him on board is because not only is his does he provide, or is he essential for the local community as far as being a small business owner in Weslaco, but he's also a commercial real estate agent with Cadence Commercial Real Estate. So he was able to provide a wealth of knowledge on both the small business side of the community and also the commercial real estate market. So we had a good little talk. I should warn you that the audio is kind of loud, or there's a lot of back noise, just because so he has a really busy day. It was kind of hard to get him to sit down just because he has so much going on with the family business and his real estate business. And then of course myself, I spread myself kind of thin often, and so it's kind of hard for me to actually sit down and synchronize a lot of these podcasts. So luckily enough, we're both in Weslaco at the time, so I thought that Starbucks would be the perfect place to do it. And I wasn't expecting that for Starbucks to be the hustle and bustle of Weslaco around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So I thought that maybe we could do it outside, but of course Starbucks in Weslaco is right next to Expressway, so you hear all the noise, the road noise. So luckily I've checked the audio and everything's good. So I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you take something out of this, learn a little bit about help you understand a little bit about the background of Weslaco, the small business owners, and the commercial real estate market and all that good stuff. So I hope you enjoy. I do want to give a special shout out to Mr. Johnny, and I'm so grateful that he's so respectful. I asked him a couple of times what would be the best way for him to, or the best way for people to reach out and get to know more about him, his business, whether it's his Nettles Fine Jewelry or the commercial real estate. And he was very cautious as to not mention or not intrude on my audience. And now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm kind of thinking that I should have probably told him that I'm not, this podcast is not really to promote my business. It's more of for me to give back, to pay it forward to the community by showcasing small business owners and the hidden gems within Weslaco. So I know that he was super careful not to intrude, but I'm going to go out and say that Cisneros Fine Jewelry, you can find them on Texas Boulevard. It's 337 South Texas Boulevard. You can drop by and find out more about them. You can also call them at 956-969-4505. And the address, 337 South Texas Boulevard in Weslaco, Texas. You can find more about Johnny and Cadence Commercial Real Estate on their Facebook page, which is just at Cadence Commercial Real Estate. So with that being said, I'm going to leave it at that. End my rant right there. And I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for tuning in. I love you guys. Peace. Hey, welcome back, podcast listeners. So I'm right here with Mr. Johnny from Cisneros Fine Jewelry, the family business here in Weslaco on South Texas Boulevard. And I'm super excited to have him on board just because I've been going here for a few years now. And I just now came to find out that Mr. Johnny holds a real estate license as well with Cadence Real Estate, Commercial Real Estate, which I was super excited. Since we have a little bit in common, I figured I'd bring him on board and have him tell us a little bit about the story of Cisneros Fine Jewelry, which is such an amazing local business that supports a local economy. So, Mr. Johnny, would you introduce yourself, please?
Sure. All right, Johnny Cisneros, Cadence Commercial Real Estate, and Cisneros Fine Jewelry.
Okay. Yeah. So, Johnny, can you tell us a little bit about the history of Cisneros Fine Jewelry?
Yeah, it started in 1984. My father started with purchasing one gold chain wholesale, and turned that into a profit and came back to buy two more. Two more became a briefcase full of jewelry, which became a showcase full of jewelry, which became eight showcases. And then finally, we're in our current destination, in our current location. We've been there for 20 years. Full service jewelry store with a goldsmith in the back, doing repairs, watch repairs, custom jewelry, diamonds, which equates to engagement settings, rings, Pandora, and different lines. So we've been at it for 35 years this year.
Interesting. Now that you mentioned Pandora, actually that was the first items that I bought there at your jewelry store years ago, just because it was the in thing and my wife was into it. And I remember you guys had something I couldn't find anywhere else. I couldn't find it in the mall. I couldn't find it anywhere. And it was those Disney Pandora. And I was telling my wife that I was gonna sit down with you, talk to you about all that, and she was asking me who it was, and I told her, yeah, that's the jewelry that I go to where I bought your Pandora pendants and all that good stuff, and she was all excited. So, so how long did it take your dad? Was it your dad that to build Cisneros into what it is right now, the location that you are in right now?
Well, from 84 to 98, it took 14 years to get to that location. We've been there 20 years now. So, you know, it's like any other business, any other small business, you know, you have your struggles, you have your challenges, you have... everything you can expect from having, you know, having a business, payroll, expenses, cost of goods, sourcing that material at the best price. You know, he really put a lot of work into it, 26 years of 6 days a week to get it to where it's at now. So now it's our turn to continue it. Now that he's passed, we've got to continue that legacy that, you know, that precedent that he set. We're taking it to the, hopefully we'll take it to the next level.
So you've been in business roughly 34 years, right?
35th year this year.
35th year. So you've obviously seen Westlaco transform into what it is today. What do you think has been the most exciting part of what Westlaco that you've seen?
Well, you know, the arrival of the chain eateries was, I think, a big plus for the community. You know, the expansion of JCPenney into a larger right-sizing their store to where they're at now, the arrival of the home improvement stores, all that over time has made Westlaco that much more an exciting place to live in, because you have the convenience of all these national retailers at our doorstep. But you know, it's still a small town, and we still have that community feel, and those independent businesses continue to thrive even with the arrival of a lot of these corporate chains and franchises.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I live on Airport Drive, and that's what I've always said. I love my neighborhood of Park Meadows, just because I'm 15 minutes away from Harlingen, 15 minutes from McAllen. So if I want to avoid all the McAllen traffic, I go to Harlingen, and then I've got Lowe's and everything like within a half a mile. So it's super awesome. So you obviously know a lot about the market, especially the real estate market, because you're obviously in commercial real estate. How do you see the economy right now, though, as far as the real estate market goes here in Westlaco?
I think Westlaco is a stable market. It always has been, you know, whereas McAllen, rather, has always been heavily dependent on Mexico. You know, Westlaco doesn't have that downturn when the peso devalues, or when the violence spikes in Mexico. You know, we have a self-sustaining community here. We draw people in from all around us, from Mercedes, Donna, Progreso, at Couch Elsa, Monte Alto. You know, as long as we have those retailers that don't exist in those other communities, we'll continue to have that effect of drawing people in. You know, we also have the medical facilities here that none of those other communities have. We have a new micro hospital going up here on the expressway by Valley Baptist, or by Tenet. That's going to be a big plus. You know, just added services, healthcare wise, that only drive more people to want to live in this community.
Awesome. So, what do you see in Westlaco's future as far as the market goes?
I continue to see growth. I mean, there's developers that are still interested in doing projects here, adding entertainment or additional retail. So I just foresee more stable growth over time in this town. Nothing explosive, just self-sustaining and organic growth.
I heard once at GMAR training that Westlaco had a great location, great central location, though obviously the heart of the valley. But that the comment was that there wasn't very many commercial real estate opportunities, just because there's not very many commercial spots along the expressway. What do you say about that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it it just depends on what you're looking for. You know, if you're the user, you're going to hunt the right location for your business. And, you know, we have a limited amount of expressway frontage, sure, but that doesn't mean that you know, we're limited in possibilities. We have major north-south arteries, Texas Boulevard, Westgate, Bridge, Airport, 1015 that takes you down into the port of entry to Nuevo Progreso. So it just depends on what one is looking for. If you're on the entertainment side, if you're on the cinema side, there's locations for that. If you're on the soft line side, you know, there's room to grow, whether it's east or west. So I don't know. I don't look at the glass half empty. It's always pretty full for me.
It's all about being creative and perspective, right? So what's your pet project right now? What are you working on?
Everything. Office, retail, land. I'd love to do another dismantling. I'm the only guy who's taken down 200, removed 250,000 square feet of industrial space in the market. We took down a 250,000 square foot factory in McAllen, piece by piece, and I'd love to do that again. But as far as on the commercial side, I mean, we're working on office, we're working retail. Acquisitions right now is a big thing. We're selling some land, a big piece of property up in Central Texas, and we're going to need to replace that with some other investments. So that's what I have on my plate right now.
Awesome. And so what's next for you after that?
Whatever people want to bring my way, you know. I'm lucky that I have great clients, and they call me when they need something. So we never have a shortage of work.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So how can listeners learn more about you, about Cisneros Fine Jewelry, about your commercial real estate business, and about you?
You know, the Cisneros Fine Jewelry brand itself, you know, we try to promote that quite a bit on social media, any promotions that we're having. What I'd love people to do is always think of us, you know, either before or even after they've gone to go visit a chain store. I think that we can run laps around the corporate guys with respect to service. We have an in-house goldsmith who can do repairs. We can price stuff very competitively when it comes to diamonds, whether it's certified or whatever. You know, and you mentioned Pandora, and I think that was one of the things that my dad was very proud of, was having inventory in stock that the other locations, even the big store at the mall, wouldn't carry that. So, you know, I want people to think of us first or, you know, second when it comes to finding a stone, finding a diamond, getting engaged. You know, come to us before you go somewhere else. And then as far as the real estate side, I mean, I promote when I can, what I can. But we don't rely a lot on social media for that side of the business, because most of my clients aren't attracted to social media. They just know, they know who to call when they have something challenging ahead of them. They know to bring me in to get it done.
And how can people get a hold of you? How can clients get a hold of you?
Well, if you want to plug on my phone number, you don't give me a plug on my phone number, I'll give you my phone number. You know, email or cell number is just as good, either one of the two.
Sounds good. Johnny, thank you very much for taking some time and talking to us today and filling us in and everything about your family business and about your real estate business. I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it.